The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are along for the ride today. With us in studio is Julie Christensen West, and we're going to talk about something you have absolutely no idea about. Because I didn't have any idea that it was this cool until we had a conversation last week. Welcome to the News Hour. Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you too, Michael. All Thanks for having me.
So what in the world is going on with you?
Well, I am the East High Alumni Association
Go
president.
Go East High. Yeah. Okay, what's the mascot? What do you
call it? Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Used
okay.
to be Scarlet Indian, but it's Scarlets.
No,
East High
we're just Scarlets.
Yeah.
So
That's okay.
My high school used to be the Redskins.
Oh, used to be.
That went away too. Yeah.
The students tried to come up with a new mascot, and yeah. there was an uproar. So yeah, we're just Scarlets.
Scarlets.
It's totally cool. That's yeah, our colors are black and red, so we're
might
good.
As well. Now, East High has been around a long time.
Oh yeah, the East High Alumni Association was started 140 years ago.
140?
Yeah, by May Goodrell. And if you're familiar with
here.
The schools in Des Moines, there's a May Goodrell middle school. Actually, I attended it when it was a junior high. I graduated from East in 1976. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway, we have a really strong class, and I really like to promote my class. They do a great job. So I am the president, and I'm helping organize this amazing event.
Yes.
This is our third year at this venue. This is 140th. East High All
Amazing.
Alumni Scarlet Celebration. And what this does is we bring in all of the classes. We send out 22,000, I think, mailed invitations.
Really?
We will probably have 500 to 600 people at the Iowa Event Center, at the Community Choice Credit
Very
Union
nice.
Convention Center, which, you know, the old Vets Auditorium, we have to kind of advertise
sure,
it
sure.
as that.
Sure, sure. Exactly. And when is the event?
The event is Friday, May 12th.
Got it.
It starts
coming up.
Yeah, really close. 6 p.m. You can buy tickets online. Tickets are only $15 each. You get music,
yeah.
you get a program, you get food, you get to socialize with your
East
classmates.
High folks?
Yeah. I mean,
come on,
can't find any more fun folks.
All
than
right.
East
and
High
we
crowds.
Will have links on how to get your ticket on our radio blog.
Right.
One of the things that you told me when we met last week, we were talking with Denise Essman, as a matter of fact, for her big 40th anniversary
yeah,
celebration.
That was fun.
That was fun. And Denise knows how to throw a party, I think.
She does,
and
definitely.
So we were talking about the financial side of the East High alumni.
There's some very generous alumni association members. In 1970, I believe, I got to look at my notes, 1970, we started a scholarship fund. There were two scholarships handed out, $500 each. Today, it's grown significantly. We are up to $3.2 million in our endowment scholarship
fund.
Wow. And we want to grow it. We want to triple,
sure.
quadruple it. But on May 5th, we awarded scholarships to 58 students at East High School. And they range from $1,000 to $11,000 for a total
$11,000.
Of almost $145,000 was awarded on
so
Friday.
So you guys have got to have a bankroll.
Yeah. It's a good bankroll. But we want to grow it. Because, you know, we want to give these kids an opportunity to really make a difference in their lives. And there's some kids struggling there. There's
sure.
so many things that the Alumni Association really wants to help the student body with. There's a lot of needs. I mean, there's a lot of, they have a breakfast every Monday morning for students. And we're talking
right.
700, 800 kids show up for a free breakfast. You can't learn if you're hungry.
Right.
So, the Alumni Association is not only, working on gathering and money in building up this endowment fund for scholarships, which the scholarships can be used at a trade school
nice.
Or four-year college. We also are this year we're implementing a new program to help some of the kids with the day-to-day needs.
Mm.
So on that website, there will be helping a student, opportunities to help a student. So we have some amazing alumni. They are very generous, and they have a good time at this event.
Now, East High is one of the oldest schools in the metro, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Started in, what did I, my notes here? Wait, 1861.
Yeah. 1861.
Yes, yes.
Just a few years after we became a state.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a beautiful school. There's a lot of additions on it. A lot of the alumni are a little upset that we moved the event from the high school
I'm sure.
to the event center,
but.
Which, you know, but so in order for the people to see the school, they like to go on their stomping grounds and all that. We're scheduling a tour of the school in September 30th.
Nice.
And so we're getting the word out on that so people can get this guided tour and hear about the history and all the new things going on at East High.
Julie Christensen West, we're talking about East High School Alumni Association, which is having this week, is having a big shindig down at the I still call it the Vet Center.
I know. No, Vets Auditorium, yeah.
Iowa Credit Union.
Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center in the Iowa Events Center. It just makes me crazy. But, you know, if I say Vets Auditorium, which
well, everybody
is,
knows where that
I
is.
I graduated in Vets Auditorium.
Did you?
That's where we had our East High graduation. Yeah.
It's too many people for East High, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How many students over at East High, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. You're putting me on the spot here. I'm not really sure. I could ask Leslie Morris, the principal.
Right.
She's giving a state of the school talk at the event on the 12th.
Nice.
And she has some great things to share. She's an amazing woman, a mover and a shaker.
All right, all you Eastsiders, it's your time to go ahead and make magic happen on the 12th and go to this event. We will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. Thanks for doing this, Julie.
Thank you.
We really appreciate
We're having
this.
Fun with putting the silent auction together and everything. It's going to be great.
Silent auction, too.
Yeah, we have silent auction. Yeah.
So bring money.
Bring money. Bring your spouse. Bring your classmates. Let's fill the place up.
Remember, this is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. Yeah. Yes, it is.
For a good cause. East High School Alumni Association, 140 years. That's tremendous.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, people, you know, so many times, Julie, folks focus on the suburbs, you know, the suburbs and, you know, this is going on, this is going on. But, you know, rarely, and when we had this conversation last week and you were telling me about East High, I'm going, wow, that's a whole different level.
Yeah, and it's totally different than East High Night at the State Fair.
I'm
so.
Sure. Got to go to that, right? All right, Julie Christensen West, we've been talking about East High School Alumni Association and the upcoming event on the 12th. All right, we're going to have to duck aside. More to come on the Business News Hour.